This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We started a new series a couple of weeks ago that we're calling Adventures in Housing because, really, that's what finding an affordable place to live has turned into. According to Pew Research, more of us are finding those affordable places to live on the rental market, not buying, which means opportunity for people willing and able to become landlords. So this next installment of Adventures in Housing comes to us from Davis, California.
My name is Beverly Wilcox, and I am semi-retired. I still do some teaching, but I'm also a small-time landlord. I became a landlord out of economic necessity. In 1990, I had just gotten divorced. I was worried about my ability to afford a house by myself. And so I bought a bungalow, a 1930s bungalow, that had a backyard cottage. And the cottage was a mess. It hadn't been lived in for years. But I put in a kitchen, cleaned it up, painted it, and did the floor, and I've been landlording ever since. You know, we're in an affordable housing crisis, and I try and buy and manage properties that will be affordable. Currently, I'm living in a condo, sort of upscale place where nothing needs fixing. And I'm starting to hanker for another project. So I've bought a modular house in a seniors-only mobile home park. So I can continue my do-it-yourselfing stuff with upgrading cabinets and floors and stuff like that. Real estate's gotten completely unaffordable here in Davis. So it may be that mobile homes are going to be where I take my affordable housing business next. Rental income gave me a life I could never have dreamed of. When I rented out that first cottage, it was simply because I was afraid I couldn't afford a mortgage. But as the years have gone by and rents have gone up and my houses have increased in value, it's become something that I can depend on, especially now that I have several properties. If one goes vacant, I will have rental from the other two. So what that meant was at age 54, I was able to retire from my career job. And I used that opportunity to go to grad school. I have a PhD now, and now I'm in a second career that I really love. So it has meant a totally different life to me to have rental income.
Beverly Wilcox in Davis, California. Help us out. Would you send us your stories of your adventures in housing? You can do that at marketplace.org.